Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training here with a quick exercise to help you feel a little clearer, a little stronger, a little more motivated as you think about a situation that has you a little bit frustrated, a little bit confused, or maybe just a little bit challenged. It happens especially when we want to try something new. And we find that all of the things we are used to doing easily and naturally are suddenly unfamiliar and difficult. So whether you have a situation that has had you stumped for a while, or a situation where you know you are moving forward but it just isn't feeling right yet, this exercise in just a few minutes will help you gain some clarity, some perspective, and some connection to the strengths, skills, and capabilities you already own that are going to help you succeed. I'd like you to sit quietly somewhere and stop moving. Start just focusing on your breath and on this situation that you would like to feel better in. And I want you to see where you are and when you are as you are experiencing this challenge. I want you to see if there are other people with you. Do what you're doing and begin to notice what you are telling yourself as you encounter this situation. And now I want you to find that you are sitting in a chair and that there are three empty chairs around you in a circle. In a moment, different people will sit in those chairs who might help you find the strength, the courage, and the skills to do what you want to do. So as you sit in that first chair, you're experiencing the situation as you experience it now. And I want you to pay close attention to what you are seeing and hearing and feeling in this situation so that you will become aware of change as you grow stronger and clearer. And now I want you to shake that off and move your attention to the second chair. I want you to see somebody you respect sitting in that chair. And I want you to see them so clearly that in your imagination, you are able to move across to their chair, to sit down in their skin and to experience the world through their eyes, through their ears, through their strengths, skills, and capabilities. As you sit in the chair of this person you respect, I want you to look back at the first chair and see the situation you left there, that situation where you were feeling challenged. And as you sit in this second chair, in the perspective of this person you respect, I want you to particularly notice the strengths and gifts they are seeing in you as you encounter this situation. And just take a moment and really become aware of seeing yourself through their eyes and their hearts and their experiencing and noticing that you have strengths and skills that maybe you've been missing. And when you're ready, I want you to imagine that you are standing back out of that chair, out of that person's perspective. And I want you to look at the third chair. And in the third chair, I want you to see somebody who challenges you. And that means whatever it is you think it means. But as you look at that third chair, somebody who challenges you is sitting there. And I want you to take a really good, close look at them. Maybe listen to the sound of their voice. Notice how they move or sit. And when you're ready, move across the space. Sit in that chair and slide into the skin, the strengths, the perspective of this person who challenges you. And as you sit there and feel all the changes in your body and perspective, as you inhabit this person who challenges you, I want you to look back at the first chair and see someone who looks and sounds like you, who is sitting in that situation. And I want you to rerun that situation through the eyes of this person in the third chair, noticing what they notice, thinking what they think, and paying attention as they pay attention to the strengths and the gifts that they are able to notice in you. And just enjoy for a moment the strength in seeing your eyes as this person who challenges you sees you, noticing respect, noticing empathy, noticing whatever it is they notice in you. And when you're ready, step out of that perspective and out of that chair. Shake it off, come back into yourself, and let your eyes move to the fourth chair. In the fourth chair, you see somebody who loves you, somebody you absolutely know loves you from your past or your present. And I want you to open yourself up to the knowing that this person loves you. So as you sit in their chair and you sit into their body, their senses, their perceptions, their feelings, you feel their love for you. Now I want you to look through their eyes at the situation you left in the first chair, seeing what they see, noticing what they notice, and noticing especially the strengths and gifts that they see in you as you encounter this situation. I want you to linger here a moment and just enjoy both the sense of loving the person in the first chair and also the sense of finding things to respect and admire and be curious about in that person in the first chair. And when you're ready, step out of that chair. Move all the way back to the first chair, your own chair. And as you sit back down into that chair, sitting back into the situation that you left there, begin to notice the strengths and gifts in yourself that all these other people have noticed in you. Allow these strengths and gifts to become stronger and clearer. And as they do, notice what changes in the way you perceive this situation that has been difficult. When you're ready, when you have all of the information you need to gather, when you have allowed all of these strengths and gifts and capabilities to settle in you and become part of you, just open your eyes, come back to the room you're in, come back to the sound of my voice. And notice what is different now when you think about that situation. I know that you have found new strength and new clarity, and that you can think now of at least one thing that will be different when you step back into that situation because you took a few minutes and did this exercise. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.